This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Last week on the program, I talked with the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association about how us news folks are dealing, covering all aspects of COVID-19 and among other things. But I tend to think there's always going to be a story there. What's been probably the bigger problem is sports and how pretty much sports came to a screeching halt both locally and nationally. So I wondered how the sportscasters are doing in all this. And when I wonder about how sportscasters and how they're doing, I think of Jay Kidwell, the sports director for WHBF Local 4 News and for Fox 18 News in the Quad Cities. And he's on the line right now. Jay, how are you holding up?
Will, great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
I'm doing just fine. I feel incredibly fortunate. You know, we're still obviously doing our thing. And, you know, on the spectrum of people that are being impacted at this moment in time, I'm probably on the lower level. But
yeah,
that doesn't mean my heart doesn't ache and break for people that are going through difficult circumstances. Just wishing everyone the best during this tough time. But personally, so far so good. But of course, as you know, this thing changes seemingly every day, every shift, or who knows what.
Yeah, for sure. I was kind of curious too, before I ask you more about sports, as is the case with a lot of newsrooms, that both TV and radio these days, you have a lot of young folks working in there, and I imagine it's probably taxing a lot of them. What's your perception of how they're doing through all this?
They seem to be hanging in there pretty good. It's there's definitely times where it becomes a grind, just because in the newsroom, as in your newsroom,
yeah,
you're just absorbed in it every minute of your work shift. And I would highly encourage people to, you know, when you want to get updates and want to, you know, see what's going on, we're certainly here for you, and we certainly value our viewers. But I hope that you get a couple of updates and don't just absorb this 24/7. I think your head would explode. but for the folks that are working it, they don't really have a way. You know, they are, you know, that's their job. So they are just absorbing it nonstop for shifts, and you know, it becomes very mentally draining for everybody. And then there's times, you know, you can sympathize with some of the colleagues that you know, are certainly getting worn down.
Sure can. That's for sure. I know that I saw a video where your news director, the great Mike Mickle, was saying that he was encouraging staff to take frequent breaks, sit back, rest, maybe you know, clear your head, maybe even a couple of times an hour if necessary. That's kind of, I imagine, even in your case too, as you're trying to figure out how to cover sports through all this, that's probably the only way to go through it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's a great thing. I will say, of course, obviously the gyms are closed, which, believe it or not, I'm somewhat of a gym junkie, if that makes any sense. But
yeah,
I'm doing a lot of running outside these days, and push-ups on the front porch and out in the street and just wherever, just trying to just I'm just in fact, one of the days a week ago, it was sort of cold and rainy, and I'm like, you know what, I have to do it, because it's the most productive hour and a half of my day. Maybe not the most productive hour, well, it just really puts my head in a good frame.
Oh, sure.
That lets me tackle the rest of the day. So I'm not saying people got to go for a run, but if you just go out for a walk for a half hour and just clear your head and then enjoy the sunshine or the breeze or whatever, you know, I hope it does for you what it does for me. And it really is really incredibly important that I do that every single day.
I thought you were going to say for a second there that you were starting to lift old TV cameras above your head. I'm glad you're not doing that, at least.
Yeah, no, after the shoulder surgery, over the head stuff has been told to stay away from.
Ah, there you go.
None of that.
Like you needed an excuse to not do that, right?
Yeah, right.
So I guess the big question then, Jay, is I know that at least on my program, we're not really doing sports reports unless something comes up at this point. Our morning show is doing a little bit of sports, I know. But how are you, or are you even having to fill a whole bunch of time at night with sports that's not really happening?
It's it's certainly a challenge, but it's one that myself and my team, Adam Rosso and Dustin Nolan, we are embracing with open arms. My goal, and much credit to my to Mr. Mickle and Mr. Porter, my station management, that still want us to do a sportscast. My goal is for that 3 or 4 minutes or whatever amount of time I have is I hope I can give you something entertaining. I can give you something that might make you, hopefully will make you smile, something that might distract you, if only for 3 or 4 minutes. I'm taking it as a personal mission. I need to have the best sports. It's going to be a different sports cast, but I want to make sure we give the viewers that we value so greatly something that will hopefully give them, give their brain a little breather, give everybody just a quick time out. I'll let the rest of the newscast do what they need to do. But for my segment, my goal is to try to bring a smile to the viewer's face.
Seems like since you guys cover the Iowa Hawkeyes heavily, it seems like I've been seeing a lot of classic highlights, if you will, of Hawkeye teams of years past.
And you are right on the nose. That is one of the great things we came up with, Hawkeye headquarters, and we came up with our own Sweet 16 of great Hawkeye NCAA games of years gone by, some going back to the 1950s. And obviously up to current date, to within the past few years. So we sort of have had an ongoing breakdown of, you know, do you like the 1956 team or the 1987 team? And we'll just pick out various games from the NCAA tournament and match them up, and then viewers can vote online as to which one they like. We're now we've just aired our Elite Eight, so we're letting the votes sort of run the course on that on ourquadcities.com at Hawkeye headquarters. And then next Monday and Tuesday, I believe we will then break down what's our final four, and then eventually we'll get to what will be voted as the top Hawkeye NCAA memorable game in Hawkeye history. So Adam Ross has done an unbelievable job. He's been down in the basement digging through the spider webs and the archive tape. And it's just a whole lot of fun to look at some of these old games and the footage and the names and the memories. And it's just been some fantastic stuff. So that has been that's been a great chunk of what we've been doing. But one of the things I've also tried to really implement, and Dustin Nolan's kind of been running with this, is I'm always fascinated. I love sports. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated by the mindset of an athlete, because I think athletes, they deal with pressure.
Yeah.
They deal with stress. They deal with negative situations. They deal with failure. And I just think there's lessons that we all kind of can take from athletes. Like, it's time for us to all put on a helmet, and we're going to have to deal with some pressure and some stress, anxiety, and a tough situation. So what we're doing is going around talking to various high school, college coaches, athletes, and we've had a great response to this, and talking a little bit about how they handle situations like that and how we can sort of turn that message into how we all can benefit just living our lives right now, what we're going through.
Yeah.
And not to make it all about the coronavirus, but then we'll also go back and, you know, hey, what was one of your favorite games? Or give me a flashback to when you guys were down 20 and you had the big fourth quarter and you won.
Yeah.
And we'll pull up some archive tape. So I want to mix it with some great memories of sports and also just sort of trying to make it a productive / learning lesson, tips to, you know, to maybe help people to get a little bit of a grasp on what's going on.
Along those same lines, and the reason I was inspired to try to get you on tonight was I've seen you do that also with some of the area high school coaches.
Yes. Yeah, no, they've been fantastic. Just some wonderful coaches, and we're always looking for more, and but some of them actually Friday night we're going to have the Assumption girls basketball coach. We were in contact with her, and she had some really great things to say about kind of the prevailing sentiment, which is obviously a completely upside down time right now.
Mm-hmm.
But try to make the best of it. Maybe like her message to her players, her students, you know, maybe you go out and you teach your siblings, you teach your younger brother or sister how to play the game, or you spend more time with them, or you learn a new trick or something. Try in one way or another to make this time a benefit. Obviously, you know, this is going to end. At some point it's going to end, and, you know, sitting on the couch and putting your face in your hands, which obviously is not at all suggested right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, sitting on the couch and sobbing and watching the TV, no, please no. So try to, even if it's for just a half hour a day, if you go out and you do something, even if it's just a walk or clean a closet or whatever, or go play with your brother or sister that maybe you haven't played with, you know, that, because in the day-to-day life we're so busy doing this, that, and the other, you know. Now you get some time, and maybe you can do some things now that you'll look back and say, you know what, we did some good things there, and despite the tough circumstances.
Yeah, and I think about that in terms of here in Illinois. We were just at the high school basketball state tournament time, and that just pretty much, after one weekend and two classes, that just came to a screeching halt. And there, I can't imagine what you must be thinking if you're a player or a coach, knowing you were about to go through to the biggest point, if maybe some of your lives or your seasons, and have that all just taken away from you just like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolutely, it's heartbreaking. I mean, you know, as I said, at this moment in time, I'm more or less doing what I do, and I don't take that for granted, believe me. And the folks, the people, the athletes, the kids, everybody that's been, I've been affected too, obviously. I mean, I'm not saying I'm immune to all of this, but
right.
But my heart just breaks and aches, and I just want to send out, you know, as I say, I've got somewhat of a unique situation where I can go on TV 3 or 4 minutes a night. So my forum, as I say, the best thing I want to do is show my love for our audience, for this fantastic area, which I've called home since 2001. And whatever I can do to bring a smile, to take the tension out of your mind, that's my goal. I'm trying. I would end the sportscast the first few days with the line that I saw on a sign when I was picking my daughter up at college, and it said, you are stronger than you think.
Yeah.
And that just struck me. And I'm like, you know what? You are stronger than you think. So I would end my sportscast. I did that for about 3 or 4 days with that line. I would say it every night, but, trying not to be overly dramatic every night. But at the crux of this, when it was all hitting the fan, I just felt the need to try to let people know, you know what, you can do this. You're going to do this. We're going to get through this. And believe me, I know there are people that are having much more difficult times than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a big hug from 6 feet away I'm sending. I just wish the best for everybody.
One thing I wanted to, before I run out of time, Jay, I wanted to get your perspective on. The Illinois High School Association came out either yesterday or the day before and said that they're still kind of holding out hope for maybe some form of a truncated spring sports season and maybe going into June, but they weren't considering going into the summer or at least past that point of June to try to get some of the spring sports in. And the first thing I thought of was, gosh, it seems to work out okay in Iowa when it happens.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's certainly two different things. I understand both sides of it. I would say, obviously, this is a very unique situation. So if you did it this year and you rolled it maybe through June or extended it for some period, it doesn't mean you've now opened that can of worms and you're going to do that, you know, for the next 20 years. It just means in 2020 we needed to do that, and that's what we did. I mean, right now, unfortunately, it is just such it's such a wild card.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really knows. I mean, if you can start, you know, early May, get things going again, you know, maybe you make it you know, maybe you could go till the end of June, or you go for a power month or whatever you need to do, just sort of get the kids out there and sort of then get back into your normal calendar if we can, you know, hopefully get to that point. You know, it's a rock and a hard place. And when you have absolutely, when you're just constantly waiting to see when the calendar is going to shift or when things can get going again, it's a very difficult circumstance, obviously. You know, I can see both sides. I mean, not to sit here on the fence.
I guess what I was thinking was that under perfect circumstances, and if nothing happened, the baseball and softball seasons in Iowa for high schools pretty much run into July normally, don't they?
Yeah. State championships are very end of July is when they will wrap up out in Des Moines and Fort Dodge, Iowa, with the softball. So, no, they do go through the summer sports, and from a work standpoint, it's terrific because we can go nuts on the Illinois side, and then obviously, like, Iowa's got soccer during sort of the Illinois spring thing. But then when Illinois wraps up, when the school year wraps up, we've got Iowa baseball and softball that takes us pretty much to the end of July. So from a work standpoint, it's great that I've got sort of both states doing sort of different things. But I do know of coaches that on the Iowa side that used to coach and they just they stopped doing it because it's just a grind, because you just don't have any time, and probably even for the players, the athletes, you know, family time or summer vacation, or, you know, your summer's almost booked. I mean, by the time you're done with things, if you go the distance, you may only have a 2 or 3 weeks before you're right back into the grind again for the next school year.
Yeah.
And a few coaches over the years, I know that I thought, you know, I mean, I get it. It just became a grind, you know, with families and kids and trying to do things, but you're just constantly doing stuff with the teams. And not that they didn't love it, but there came a point to where I need to have a little separation. So I can see where the Illinois schedule is very attractive to be done when the school year is done. You have your summers, and then you come back in for the school year, and, you know, guns blazing.
All right, last question, Jay. Please tell me during the course of this you're going to pull out some of those old tapes of some of those things you've tried over the years during your Go For It segments, and we're going to get to see those again. I just think you're a hoot trying some of those things.
Well, you know what? Me and you need to do something. I mean, we can do, you know, I don't know.
You can host this show anytime you want, Jay.
That would be compelling to me sitting in a chair talking into a microphone.
Hey,
people would love that.
I think that would be great. It would be a lot better than me trying to do a sports cast on TV every night.
No, I think that's what we first need to do is have you come do my job, and then we'll think about. I mean, I've only got to shine for like 4 minutes. I mean, you're on for a while. So.
Somebody's gonna have to teach me how to put on makeup, though. That's the only problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't look at me, because. There's only so much you can do with this face and this skull. So
exactly my point. Yes. Same here.
Yeah. No. It's good stuff. No, I'll definitely be running some on Monday nights. May pull out the old rodeo one where I took a spill in New Windsor at the rodeo down there. So we'll see what we've got going. But no, that's a lot of fun. And there was actually. A sweetheart, an 8-year-old girl that I met doing an event, and she was just a ball of energy, nonstop. And she loves dancing. So then we were actually going to do a dancing one where she was going to show me her best moves, and then I was going to try to duplicate it. Now, now obviously everything's sort of been pushed around, and now we can't really get together. So it's on hold. We'll get there. We'll get there. Right now it's on pause, but we'll get there.
I seem to remember a time where you jumped into a pool and almost got Channel 4's broadcasting license taken away by the FCC. But that's another discussion for another day, I think.
Well, that was the first swimming challenge I ever had. It was actually against a Moline swimmer, and dove into the pool. Do the freestyle, and as soon as I dove,
it was freestyle, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as I dove in, I realized I think my suit's down at my knees, so now suddenly I'm swimming with one arm.
Hey, you know, that takes skill, too. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's like, why is he only using one arm? And then all I could imagine is, you know, the other members of the swim team and the parents and you know, the camera guys, Kevin's up there shooting it, and I've got this ugly vision of what I'm looking like at the moment in the water. So now every swimming challenge we start in the water, there, and I make sure I tie that thing about 7 times as well. So I'm not going to go down that road again.
Little tip for you kids looking to get into broadcasting. Jay Kidwell, the sports director for WHBF Local 4 News and for KLJB Fox 18 News. I took way entirely too much of your time tonight, but I'm greatly appreciative. Thank you so much for your perspective.
Will, thank you. Anytime. Be safe, my friend. And to all your wonderful listeners, my heart is with all of you, and we will get through this. You are stronger than you think.
Amen, Jay. Thank you. And again, you can catch all of his reports and Quad Cities news as well at rquadcities.com. We'll come back with more Galesburg's Evening News in a moment on WGIL.